Now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Huggy.
Thanks, Sybil. And J. Anthony Brown.
Top of the morning to you, Huggy.
And guess what day it is? It's Drunk Day.
You are right, my friend.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. And how ironic is St. Patrick's Day showing up on a Tuesday? Tom, Silver J, a whole lot of people think today is about wearing green and getting drunk and taking selfies and posting people that's passed out pictures on social media.
It's not.
The internet has ruined the true meaning of St. Patrick's Day, Sybil. The true meaning of St. Patrick's Day is Google it. It's on the internet. This is a St. Patrick's Day PSA for all the people out there, and especially the black people. Don't stop pre-celebrating at lunchtime and think nobody at work knows you've been drinking, walking around the office with a wife beater on and your suit jacket wrapped around your waist. And don't go to an Irish bar asking for Ciroc. And don't ask the bartender why doesn't malt liquor come in kegs. And don't drink with your Uber driver. And ladies, don't go out drinking with that male coworker and start getting all tipsy and frisky and end up giving Lucius the cookies in the parking lot.
Oh.
And Jay, you all know the real players keep a comforter in the trunk. You know, for special occasions, Jay. Hell, some mofos keep fitted sheets in the trunk.
Oh, boy.
Those are the real players right there, Sybil, the fitted sheets. And shout out to the players who are going to miss out, like Captain Obvious sitting at the bar today. Hey, they have some real players, Sybil, that don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, man.
Ladies, watch out for them. These are the mofos that lady asks, where's your green? And they dig in the pocket and pull out a bankroll. Those are the pals right there, boy. Here's my green right here. Oh, pull out a bag of weed. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, shamrocks and leprechauns, Jermaine Dupri is mad little. I'm sorry. I mean a little mad at Seattle. And JD says the song I Bet sounds just like Usher's You Got It Bad. And he's magically suspicious, y'all. Now, I wonder how many of songs Jermaine Dupri produced that sound like something weird. I bet it's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe he don't like the song, I bet, because his relationship with Janet.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It had no future. Oh, that's so wrong.
So wrong.
I'm putting him on my list. He's going to make a hat.
You are so wrong. So.